As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, happy holiday season to you all. Thanks for tuning in to Tech It Out, episode 127. I had a busy but fun week flying around to do some TV interviews tied to the holidays. Plus, I was a keynote speaker at an Ag Tech Expo in Indianapolis. That's right, agricultural technology. I met several very forward-thinking farmers there. And I know what you're thinking. Farming and technology seem like polar opposites, but that's certainly not the case. They need tech to help find efficiencies and help boost productivity and profits, as many in the farming industry are facing a challenging time. Especially those who produce food. The issue is, as you likely know, how do you feed a growing global population when things like urbanization means fewer farms and farmland and labor shortages and unpredictable weather that could ruin crops? So I talked about drones that can not only fly above crops to assess them, but even spray them with water or fertilizer or pesticides or even seeds. How cool is that? There's autonomous tractors that can work on the farm with very little to no human intervention. There's augmented reality glasses that superimpose information on top of the real world around you to show you relevant information in real time. So thank you to Farm Journal for having me at the Ag Tech Expo on Tuesday. It was a privilege to be your closing speaker. All right, enough about me. We have a great show planned for you this hour with several guests. We'll be joined in a minute by Cadillac. We're going to learn about a new service they've got called Cadillac Live. It's really cool. After that, we'll touch base with Epson to learn about what's new in projectors. And we'll talk with Google to chat about its new gaming console, Google Stadia, that has a very unique twist to it. All of this and more on this weekend's Tech It Out. Earlier in 2019, I was at a Cadillac event in Toronto that showcased some really smart technology, but this time it wasn't inside their vehicles, but rather it helped shoppers who were thinking about picking up a Cadillac in a really cool and innovative way. It's called Cadillac Live, and it did have a successful year in Canada, and now it's launching in the U.S. And so, to explain what Cadillac Live is all about, we're joined on the line by James Nava from Cadillac. Welcome to the show, James.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Great. So why don't we start at a high level? What is Cadillac Live?
Sure. Yeah, Cadillac Live is a digital showroom and an immersive customer experience that offers a unique way to learn more about the Cadillac vehicle lineup. It offers access to dynamic views of the vehicles while learning more about them in detail via two-way audio and one-way video conversation with trained live agents across any mobile or desktop device. And really, this idea came from our understanding that consumers are very busy these days. They have limited time for vehicle research, and looking at data and trends about how shopping habits have changed, we really wanted to create this tool that allowed customers to learn more about the brand's vehicle lineup from the comfort of their home, office, or even their gym, really, anywhere they are, with a real person who could walk them through a personalized, customized experience for them.
All right, so the idea is on a mobile device like a phone or a tablet or on a computer like a laptop or desktop, Cadillac Live lets you talk to a real Cadillac representative who will show you the vehicle. So you can see them, but they can't see you, but they can hear you. You can say, hey, like, can you open up the trunk? I want to see what it looks like. Or do you mind getting in the back seat? I want to check out the legroom. And it's a live chat, and they'll walk you through the vehicle of your choice in an inside showroom. That's kind of the idea, right?
You're 100% right. So as long as the customer has internet access, so they can be on any device, as long as they're connected to the internet, they will talk live to an agent. They can see the agent. The agent, to your point, cannot see them. But they can really lead the conversation. They can look at any one of our products, and they can ask questions that are pertinent to them. So if they want to see, for example, the cargo space in the vehicle, and they ask, you know, can my golf clubs fit in the back? We actually even have props on site where the live agents can then take the prop, take the golf club, put it in the cargo, and show them exactly how a golf club set would fit in their in that vehicle. And they'll do that for things like legroom as well, or technology. Any question that the customer has, these agents are equipped to answer it. And again, they even have props to help demonstrate. Mm-hmm.
You had me at technology. Okay, I love it. And this is really smart technology. And it did well in Canada in 2019. So it was kind of like a test market, maybe. And then now it's launching in the States, right?
Absolutely. We're very proud of this being a Canadian technology. There's lots of film space, and there's a lot of talent as well, a very diverse set of talent. So we really saw that this could be expanded globally if it was successful, and we did see a lot of success in Canada, actually. We continue to see customers calling in from coast to coast, and we're really seeing an encouraging number of customers that complete a full session. And more importantly, a lot of the people that complete a session are actually being converted into a test drive at dealerships, and many of them purchasing a vehicle. We've also had 100% of the dealers in the Canadian network buy into the program. And in fact, dealers have been using Cadillac Live for even things like sales consultant training. So they'll do their morning meetings and do some training as well from a dealership perspective. So it's turned into a bit of a multi-purpose platform, but ultimately this is really about giving the customer the best possible shopping experience that we can deliver.
Okay, so it's not to replace actually visiting a dealership and climbing behind the wheel of a Cadillac and taking it for a test drive, but it's a great solution for those who are super busy, like myself, where I travel a lot, and it just lets me virtually take a look at a vehicle inside and out that you carry, and then you would hope that they would come to an actual dealership to try it. But the people you're talking to aren't like a car salesman, right? Like, it's not like a hard sell.
Absolutely not. It's a very low pressure environment. You know, that's one of the beautiful things about Cadillac Live. The customer comes on their terms. It's when they have availability. You know, myself, I have four kids. My wife and I both have lead busy careers. And by the time I get to shopping for a vehicle, it's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, and the dealership's closed.
Right.
But now I can go online to Cadillac Live and really ask any questions that are important to me and have a walk around of any vehicle. So, again, it really is meant to be a no pressure, low pressure environment.
Right.
At the end of the day, I still have to go to the dealership for paperwork, and test drive the vehicle if I want, but all my questions are answered up front. These live agents are very knowledgeable about our product and can answer any customer question.
We're chatting with James Nava from Cadillac. Launching in the United States is a service called Cadillac Live, where anyone on a mobile device, as long as it's connected to the internet or a computer, can virtually visit a showroom by talking with a Cadillac representative, has access to various vehicles. It could be a sedan, it could be an SUV, a crossover, and then you ask which, you know, you can ask them to show you the inside as well, and that's essentially how it works. But could you walk us through, James, like, how to get going? So I mentioned the kinds of devices that you can use, and you said you do need an internet connection, but then do you need to sign up first? Is it a website, not an app? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So it's a website. It's very easy to use. You don't need to download an app or anything. As long as you have an internet connection, you can be on your desktop, your laptop, tablet, smartphone. As long as you have audio and video capability, you're all set. You're ready to go. So it's very easy, very intuitive to use. But you do need to register first on the website. So we will be looking for your name, email address, and zip code to get into the site. And that's really just to help facilitate getting you to the right dealer if you decide to pursue a test drive.
Right. And on that note, this service does work nationally, right? It doesn't matter where you are in the States. You can be in L.A. or New York or even a small town for that matter.
It absolutely will work across the country. That being said, we're launching in 5 states. So we're launching in Illinois, California, New Jersey, New York, and Texas. So that's where a lot of our advertising will be focused, but it absolutely is available across the country from coast to coast.
And what is the website? I know we're not quite done chatting yet, but why not plug it already?
So great question. The URL for the website is live.cadillac.com. You can also get there from cadillac.com as well.
Okay, and it'll just be called Cadillac Live on the main cadillac.com website, and you can just click that, sign up, and then start a session. Do you need to book it in advance like you would, you know, going in person somewhere? Do you have to, like, schedule a time with somebody, or can you just call in anytime you like?
You don't need to book in advance. You're able to, if you prefer to book an appointment in advance. But we do have a good number of agents on staff ready and waiting to handle your questions. So you can go directly to the website and go right into the digital showroom, and someone will be waiting to answer any questions that you have. Right now, we're currently working 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. Monday to Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday, and 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Those are all Eastern Standard Times.
Okay. Got it. And then finally, who would you say, James, is your target audience? Like I was saying earlier, I'm super busy, but I may be interested in, you know, to replace my CT6, which I've had for 2 years, that kind of thing. So would you say your target audience are busy professionals or millennials, someone that may be more comfortable using this kind of technology, even though it's not difficult to do it?
Yeah, our target audience is really today's luxury auto shopper. You know, those people that are researching, that our research shows are more self-assured, they're well-informed, and they're more discerning than ever before. They really have access to more information, and their buying experience is increasingly self-led. It's digital first, and most importantly, it's they want it on their terms.
Right.
So this tool really empowers customers to shop whenever and wherever they want.
All right. So again, the website, if you can plug it one more time, but the service is called Cadillac Live, and it's available now, correct?
It's available now. You simply go to live.cadillac.com, and you'll be taken right into this digital showroom for a very personalized, customized, immersive experience.
I hope it's as much of a success in the U.S. as it was in Canada and is currently in Canada, James. James Nava has been our guest from Cadillac. Thanks very much for your time, and have a great holiday season.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate being on the show, and the same to you as well. Take care.
This show, Tech It Out, is powered by ASUS, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/US/radio for more info. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to talk with Epson about its 4K projectors. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the ASUS ZenBook 14 Model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a new Bank of America survey, U.S. small business owners are entering the new decade on a high note, with 82% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth as they close out 2019. Entrepreneurs are also confident about their business prospects, with expansion plans, future revenue projections, and intent to hire remaining strong and steady from last fall. Sharon Miller, Bank of America, Head of Small Business.
Entrepreneurs are charging into the new decade with an eye toward growth. Even in the midst of this busy holiday season, they're optimistic about the year ahead and making plans to bring on additional employees and expand into new markets in 2020.
This holiday season, business owners face challenges like creating customer demand and work-life balance, but look forward to spending time with family and friends and giving back to their employees. For more information about Bank of America's Fall Small Business Owner Snapshot, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, and happy holidays to you all. Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate. I hope you have an enjoyable, peaceful season, and all the best for 2020 as well. One of the biggest trends in televisions this year is larger sizes, in part to replicate the movie theater experience in the home. So even 70 or 80 inch TVs are becoming somewhat popular. But did you know you can even go bigger than that if you consider projectors that can splash an image onto a screen or wall at 120 inches or even bigger than that? And we're talking 4K resolution, high dynamic range, or HDR for better color contrast and brightness, and a lot more. Joining us on the line to chat about Epson's projectors is Carlos Reganesi. He's the product manager for home entertainment for projectors at Epson America. Welcome to the show, Carlos, and happy holidays to you.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for inviting me. Happy to share my thoughts and my experience in the industry.
Yeah, before we talk about specific models, and I've been showing the Home Cinema 3800 on various television stations this past week. Before we get to that, though, let's talk a little bit more high level. Let's chat about the benefits of a projector versus a flat panel television.
Sure. So the first thing is that with a projector, you get a much more immersive experience, basically relying on the fact that you can produce a much larger picture. flat panels are limited by the size of the panel. With the projector, you have the flexibility first of adjusting the picture to the available space and then changing that size of a projected picture every time you use it if you want to. But you can get to sizes of even up to 300 inches, which is probably more than what people have available. But right. Let's say a sweet spot would be between 120, 130, or even 150 inches at home. That would immerse yourself into a picture way better than a TV does, and it gives you the feeling of being in the theater with having the stream of light coming from behind you and being shining on the screen rather than just the TV flashing their LED lights on your eyes. It's just a much more immersive experience. When you see it, it's like you don't want to go back.
It's also like a softer picture. Like, it's detailed. Like, you can see that crisp resolution, but it has, I don't know if it's because it's a projection, but it has that movie theater like feel. Like, I called it softer, but I don't know what the technical term is, but do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's a beauty behind it. It's the reason why the people that are in the industry of the movie industry prefer that feeling, because it gives it a sense of something that is more natural rather than it's something that is electronic. One of the things we try to push for as a company is to not get in the way. The technology has to disappear. We have to try to convey everything that the director intended without showing our technology. When you actually are enjoying the picture and not thinking about technology that drives it, is when you're actually maximizing your experience.
Now, we have an Epson projector in our home theater in our basement, and we use it primarily for movies, but we also watch sports a lot on it as well. So it's not just for movies. It's also for sports, video games, TV shows, and more. But, yes, I can see the appeal for those types who love to watch movies at home to replicate that movie theater experience, as I said, off the top. Now, Carlos, I've been showing, as I mentioned, on the road this week, the Home Cinema 3800. Please tell us about this model, and I understand the 3200 model also debuted at around the same time.
Correct. So both the 3800 and the 3200 were launched at the same time. There are the latest members of the 4K Pro UHD family of projectors. That means they support 4K content for razor-sharp images.
So 4K refers to the resolution, how many pixels or dots make up the image, and it's four times the resolution of a 1080p television, so that much more detail. I often tell people going from HD to 4K is like slipping on a pair of prescription glasses for the first time. Everything gets super clear.
That's a very good comparison.
Yeah, thank you. So these projectors can deliver a really crisp image, and it's supporting the content. So if you've got a 4K source, like a cable box or a streaming service, or maybe a Blu-ray player, it will show it in 4K. But even if the source is in HD, it will up-convert to near 4K quality as well, correct?
That's very right. And one important thing and very relevant is that with the latest standard of HDMI, which is the 2.0 that's been out there, we support 4K at 60 hertz and HDR10 at the same time. So that means that if you're using one of the latest gaming consoles that support 4K at 60 hertz, which you actually need because of the refresh rate for an active gaming session, and the latest streaming devices, a lot of like Netflix services and similar are using 4K at 60 hertz, and we fully support that with this solution.
Yeah, thanks for that. I know it's a bit of geek speak, but yeah, I mentioned HDR or high dynamic range off the top. That's just better contrast. That's the difference between the darkest blacks and the whitest whites, and better brightness and color. And HDR10 is even a better version of HDR. And the refresh rate is what you're referring to, which is the motion when you're playing a video game. You want it to keep up with the game or else it may not look quite right. So definitely some important features there. And speaking of contrast, I know with the Epson Home Cinema 3800, it supports 100,000-to-1 contrast ratio. So the dark images, like in a movie or whatever, it looks fantastic.
Absolutely. So part of the differences between the 3800 and the 3200, the 3800, it's like the better product. It offers 3,000 lumens of brightness and 100,000-to-1 contrast ratio, like you mentioned. So it gives you both the brightness that you need. Especially when you're doing HDR, you need extra level of brightness. And if you're watching content that is like TV type of content, you probably don't want to have your lights off. Like if you're watching a movie, so if you're watching sports, those 3,000 lumens, you're going to appreciate them. And the 3800 has 2,900 lumens, so a little bit less, and 40,000-to-1 contrast ratio. So it's the 3800, it's like the top of the line within the entry level of the 4K Pro UHD family.
We're going to continue our chat with Epson shortly, where we'll learn a little bit more about the Home Cinema 3200 and 3800 4K projectors. Stay with us. You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. Hope you've been enjoying the show so far. We'll continue chatting with Epson momentarily. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a Z and Saltzman with a Z.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're talking with Carlos Reganesi, product manager for home entertainment for projectors at Epson America. So I often get this question when I show the projector on TV. The hosts ask me, do you need a screen to project it onto? And I tell them it's ideal, and that's what I have in my home. But you can, if you have a light enough wall and you're in an environment where the lighting is controlled, like not a lot of windows with ambient light coming in, you could splash an image right onto a wall as well.
Absolutely. So we've actually tested it. We've seen our end users using it and shining it on walls, and not even sometimes a fully flat white wall. Sometimes it has a pattern. Sometimes it's wallpaper. But the experience is still preferred because of the size it delivers and the convenience of just turning it on when you need it and then disappearing when you're not using it. So if you have the space for a dedicated room, that's obviously preferred. You're going to enjoy a much better picture. But if you wanted to use it in your everyday space, with some lights on and maybe not on the screen, so you just use your bare wall, that's totally fine. It just depends on the environment, the level of brightness that you will enjoy in that environment. It depends on the lighting.
Thanks for clarifying that. The 3800 model supports 3D images. I'm not sure about the 3200, but there are those movie buffs that like to wear glasses and see movies in 3D. Both projectors support 3D if your source content supports it as well?
That is correct. That is correct. So the differences are the lumens that I already covered in the contrast ratio, the speakers, which the 3800 has already built, has also built in. The 3200 doesn't have speakers. And then there's some connectivity control for and other sophisticated elements that you would have inside an installation. But the 3200 doesn't have those options, and the 3800 does have those options.
What about, Carlos, differences between these projectors and other projector technologies out there?
Oh, that's a very good question. So there's a lot of options when you shop around for 4K projectors. The one thing that makes our projectors, Epson projectors, different is that we use three-chip design in all of them. This is what you would find in commercial theaters, and this is probably not what you will find if you are shopping for projectors from the competition, which use only a one-chip DLP solution, and that suffers from color brightness problems that do not match the spec brightness that you show, that's only the white brightness, and also has rainbow issues. So with a three-chip design, you basically overcome all those problems. You have the same level of brightness in color than in white, and you don't have any rainbow problems.
And also, I want to just mention on that note as well that Epson also has laser-based short-throw projectors as well. That's a whole other sort of category, and I'd love to have you back on the show to talk about that one day. But that's also another option where it's closer to the wall, it's on the ground instead of mounted to the ceiling in most cases, and it's a lampless solution. But that's something else that we can chat another time about.
Happy to do that. That's actually a product that much better replaces a large flat panel because you can actually use it fully with the lights on. So we're thinking about different technologies that we can offer so that people have all the flexibility they want. We envision people having an Epson small projector for the convenience of moving it around. We envision people also having a theater type of projector like the 3800 in a dedicated space that you have light control. And we also envision people having a big 100 inches or 120 in their living room with the lights on, replacing a large flat panel TV. So that means that with all those three products, you can replace any possible option of a flat panel in your house.
Okay, so with that in mind then, Carlos, let's chat pricing. I'm assuming the 3800 is a little bit more than the 3200.
So the price difference is $200. It's $1499 for the 3200 in U.S. and $1699 for the 3800 in U.S. also. So it's only $200 difference and what you get for that is extra 100 lumens, 60,000 to 1 contrast ratio extra on top of the 40,000 of the 32. You also get built-in speakers and connectivity for Control 4 and other system integrated devices.
Yeah, Control 4 is popular still for sure. So that's not a big difference at all. So I think for the extra $200, you'd want those extra bells and whistles with the 3800.
For sure, for sure. And one thing to mention that I think we didn't cover is that both of them do have a Bluetooth option and audio out, so you can connect external speakers to them easily, wireless or with a wire. Both of them offer the same option.
Wow, fantastic. Carlos Raganesi, Product Manager for Home Entertainment for Projectors at Epson America. Thank you so much for your time. I can't wait to get some downtime myself after all my travels and watch movies on my projector, on my home cinema projector over the holidays with my family. So thank you so much for everything. I appreciate your time and all the best for the holidays and for 2020.
Thank you, Mark. And don't forget to enjoy Home Alone or any of the other Christmas movies of the year.
That's on our list. Thanks again.
All right. Have a good one.
I'm actually writing an article for AARP right now about having a staycation, and I do recommend a projector as a great alternative to a flat-screen TV. My wife and I tend to watch TV shows and the news on regular television, but when it comes to movies and sports, there's nothing like a projector, in my opinion. Hey, before we take a short break, we do have time to answer some questions from the mailbag, and of course, you too can send me tech questions at tech@marksaltzman.com. That's T-E-C-H at M-A-R-C-S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N.com. The first question is, my wife and I have used a Panasonic DECT phone, that's DECT, telephone for years, but the machine's answering service is getting full. There are many messages that we want to keep, including friends and relatives no longer living and our grandkids when they were younger. Any ideas would be greatly appreciated, Mark. So, first of all, thank you for the note, Bob. His name's Bob from Cincinnati. There's a simple and inexpensive solution. Whether your audio messages are stored on the phone's answering machine system, a cassette tape, or digitally archived with your phone's provider. Regardless, the process is more or less the same. If you have a smartphone or tablet, open the Voice Recorder app. It's usually pre-installed on all those devices. Or download a free recorder app from the App Store for iPhone or iPad or Google Play for Android devices. Then, play the voicemail on the existing phone, but hold it up to the microphone of your smartphone or tablet. It may take a little bit of trial and error until it's clear enough, but this is the simplest and cheapest way to digitize old analog voicemail recordings. Just press play on the phone and press the little red record button on your smartphone or tablet, and that should archive it. Once that file is on your phone or tablet, you can email it to yourself to archive on a computer, or you can upload it to a free cloud account for long-term storage like Dropbox or OneDrive or what have you. But name the file accordingly so you can easily search for it by keywords such as John Smith 2010 voicemail or something like that. Well, I thought I had time for another question, but we don't. But feel free to send me yours. I'll reply privately and I'll read them on the air as much as I can. Tech@marksaltzman.com. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
The holidays. Time for hot cocoa, mistletoe, and spreading joy. A different kind of joy. The joy of pushing your limits on snowy mornings.
You feel that, Peloton? That's greatness.
The joy of getting the right motivation when you think you can't go any further.
Don't back out now.
The joy of giving it all you've got. Until tomorrow. Because our kind of joy will keep you coming back for more.
Peloton, way to work. Great job, everybody.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. A 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough and ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Welcome Welcome back to Tech It Out. When you hear the word video game consoles, chances are you think of a PlayStation or an Xbox or maybe a Nintendo machine. But if you've been following the hype over the last number of months, a little old company called Google is readying its first foray into the multi-billion dollar console game space with a very unique product called Google Stadia. Joining us on the line to tell us all about it is John Justice. He's the VP and head of product for Stadia at Google. Welcome to the show, John. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
All right, so let's assume my audience has not yet heard of Stadia. Please tell us what it is.
Sure. So Stadia is the next generation game system from Google. It runs out of the cloud, so it turns all the screens you already have into high-end gaming machines. And it's coming this year.
All right. So it's still a box. It's still a console that you connect to a television or a computer monitor, or no? It's in the cloud, meaning all the technology is on your end, on your computers and servers.
So here's the special thing. We run it all in our servers, and so you don't have to go buy a big console or gaming PC to run it in your house. Instead, we take care of that. And so we'll run any place that has a Chrome browser, and so that includes on your laptop, on your any other computer you have, on your Mac. It'll run on Chromecast Ultra, so if you have that plugged into your TV, you can play it on your TV, and it'll run on phones. We're starting with Pixel phones, and we'll bring it broadly across the rest.
So, John, would a fair analogy be that Stadia is to gaming as Netflix is to DVDs or Blu-ray discs? You don't need anything physical with you. Everything is in the cloud on the internet. So that's the same with gaming. You don't need anything local other than a controller, presumably.
Well, I think that's probably halfway there. I think Netflix does two things. One, it's streaming, so it's accessible a whole lot of places, and we're absolutely that. Netflix also is a subscription-only model. You can't buy things. You can only subscribe. We hear players want some want to buy games, some want to subscribe to services, and so we support both. And so we have the access side of Netflix and that lots and lots of people can use this without buying a whole bunch of hardware. And we support both buying games or subscribing for games.
All right, so you can choose whether you want the a la carte model where you pay for what you play, like one game here, one game there, or the buffet or all-you-can-eat approach where you pay one fee per month and then you've got access to a catalog of games like Netflix does for movies and TV shows.
That's right. So on the one side, we have buying games just like people are used to today. Mm-hmm. And then we support multiple subscriptions. We have our own subscription called Stadia Pro where we put in some games every month. And then we work with partners like Ubisoft who has Uplay Plus. And so Uplay Plus is coming out on Stadia and that will support many, 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 many games from Ubisoft.
Right. Okay, got it. So what are some of the key advantages to Stadia, John, compared to Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo? The traditional boxes.
Sure. I think I'd break it down into access and experience. On the access side, today, if you want to play high-end games, say you want to play the latest thing coming out, you have to buy an expensive box, and then you have to keep upgrading it, whether you're upgrading a PC or buying the next console and the next console. And so that's a barrier to access. That's also locked to a single screen unless you buy several of them. And you usually also have to wait to go to the store to get the games or wait for them to download. So on the access side, we don't do any of those. Instead, we buy the box for you and give you access to the hardware, and it's better hardware than any console you can buy. We'll let you run across any of your screens that you can go connect to. So if living room TV is busy, you can go switch over to playing on your laptop. And we don't have any waiting. So the 5 seconds jumping into a game, that's a big difference from waiting for a big download today like you'd have with other systems. Mm. That other side is experience. So on experience, one way of looking at it is just good graphics, high-end content. And so we have that. It's the machines we run on are actually a good chunk more powerful than the most powerful consoles you can buy today. And then along with that, we're also making games which are only possible in the cloud. And so the games you'll see come out from us will be able to do things that you just couldn't do on any normal system.
Like what? Can you give us an example?
Sure. So something like Massive Worlds or having better player characters that you're interacting with better artificial intelligence, taking advantage of Google's great technology for machine learning and AI that we use to back many of our other products. We can use these now for games and make them available for game developers. And those are things that you'd never be able to put into a console in somebody's home because you could never afford it. But we can have those up in the cloud, and we can let those out for game developers to use.
We're chatting with John Justice, Vice President and Head of Product for Stadia at Google, talking about its upcoming gaming platform. It's not actually a console because you can play it on several devices, and all the technology is in the cloud or on the internet. With that in mind, John, if there's an update today to a game you're playing on, say, PS4 or Xbox or what have you, you need to download that update. Can I assume that if you're playing a game in the cloud on Stadia's servers on your end, that if there is an update that, say, Ubisoft or another game developer or publisher adds to fix some issues or add new content, that it's sort of invisible to the player?
That's right. So whether you're trying a new game or whether you're getting an update on an existing one, you don't have to have that long downtime. Today, when I'm playing on a traditional console, if I want to try a new game, usually I don't get to play it that day, because I have to wait for it to download or wait for system updates to come in. Or even if some new part of the game came in, I usually still can't play that day. Instead, with Stadia, I just don't have to wait anymore. I can just go in. We're all busy, and so being able to play when I want, where I want, that's a real convenience.
We'll continue chatting about Google Stadia when we return.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you...
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We're chatting with John Justice, VP and Head of Product for Stadia at Google, learning all about this next generation gaming platform. Before the break, John, you were telling me that you can log on to a game on one device, like an Android smartphone, and then when you get home on your TV, continue where you left off, all thanks to the cloud. That's pretty cool.
It's part of our effort to make gaming more widely accessible.
What kind of partners do you have? You mentioned Ubisoft earlier. Are there any sort of AAA publishers that our listeners may have heard of?
Oh, we're working with just about everybody. If you look, we've got a list up on the website, but we've been announcing games left and right. We just announced a new batch at Gamescom. We announced, in that batch, Cyberpunk 2077, which has a lot of people very excited. That one's coming out.
Yep, myself
and
included.
That's the kind of game. Yeah, and that's a game that a lot of people's systems aren't powerful enough to play it. So playing it on our systems, that's a good way to go. And also, it's one that I know I'll be playing for a long, long time. And so being able to go play it in the hotel room when I'm traveling or wherever I am, that'll be a really good benefit for me.
Also, John, with that in mind, and I sort of compared it to Netflix earlier, if you started a game like Cyberpunk 2077 on your Android phone, your Google Pixel 3a or something like that, and then you go to your PC or your TV at home, will it continue where you left off?
Yeah, it will. In fact, you can even just pause a game and switch screens, which is a pretty fun thing to do. We were showing that off at Gamescom, the big European Games Conference, about a week ago. They have almost 400,000 people come to Gamescom every year. And we showed it at PAX just this past weekend. And so we've had thousands of people coming and trying that, playing games on Pixel, playing them on actually laptops or big screens. And it's been awesome seeing their response.
What if you go to your buddy's house after work or after school and they have Stadia? Can you log in with your credentials and have access to your content?
Yep, you can.
Wow.
You can go wherever it is you go. You can log in. As long as you have a decent internet connection, then you'll be fine. And we are working on making it so that Stadia takes less and less and less bandwidth so we can work across as many connections as possible.
And that leads me to my second last question, John. We'll end off on price and availability when we can actually get our hands on it. But what do you need to get going? This all sounds amazing. However, no question that you're going to need a very fast internet connection, or is it a persistent connection? You're going to always need to be connected while you play. And how are you going to address those who maybe live in rural areas or other areas where the internet isn't so fast?
Yep. So for making it work today, we recommend for the very highest end experience for 4K, HDR, surround sound, all of that kind of stuff, then about 35 megabits per second. On the low end, we recommend a minimum of about 10. So if you have about 10, which most people have, not everyone does, but most people have, then 10 gives you a good, solid experience. And we're also working with ISPs all across the country to go improve connections. Google already has a very good network and good connections with ISPs, but we're working with ISPs to make it better. The other thing that helps here is 5G is coming, and 5G is bringing in new fast connections for a lot of people who might not have been able to get good connections before. So whether folks are in rural areas or if they're just in areas that you just can't get a very good connection, 5G looks like it's going to come in and be a good help. So we're excited about working with folks on making that better.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, there's a lot of buzz about that too. And that's one of the applications is gaming, interactive entertainment. And then finally, John, when can our listeners and others get their hands on Stadia for the first time? And what's the approximate price point you're looking at?
Yeah, this year we're launching the Founders Edition. So we have a Founders Edition that lets you get everything you need all at once. So in the U.S., it's $129, and that gets you a Stadia Pro controller, or the Stadia controller, which connects directly up to the cloud, which is a pretty cool thing. It makes it extra fast. It gets you a Chromecast Ultra, so you can play on the biggest screen you have. 3 months of Stadia Pro, which comes with games and the access to 4K and some other kinds of cool things. And it gives you a buddy pass, so you can go give access to a friend to play with you for 3 months.
Wow. And the price, yeah, that's considerable difference in price compared to rival consoles out there. It's a lot more affordable. Are the games comparable in price, like $60?
Yeah, games are comparable in price, and because it's a lot more powerful with higher detail and generally better than any other console that you can buy today. So that's what's coming in this November, and we're doing pre-orders now.
Okay, and the best website for pre-orders or other info on Stadia, including videos, if they want to see what the games look like?
Just check out Stadia.com.
All right, S-T-A-D-I-A.
Right.
.com. Thank you very much, John.
Thanks very much for having me, Mark.
Well, that wraps up this week's Tech It Out. Hope you enjoyed the program. Good luck if you're entering the Hotels.com giveaway, $250 Hotels.com gift card. And thank you to ASUS, the title sponsor on this program. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Visit ASUS.com/US/radio for more info. That's ASUS.com/US/radio. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Bye-bye for now. Ciao.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
All 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. In a year-end confirmation blitz, the Senate this week brought to 100 the number of Trump nominees confirmed to the federal courts in 2019.
Several weeks ago, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell complained about what he called the House Democrats' impeachment obsession against President Trump, saying it left the Senate unable to work on passing key legislation. He vowed at the time to devote even more of the Senate's time to confirming conservative Trump judicial nominees. He lived up to that promise this week, orchestrating a blitz of confirmation votes. 13 more brings to 80 nominees confirmed to the U.S. District Courts this year, on top of 20 judges confirmed to the U.S. Circuit Courts of Appeal. Bob Agnew reporting.
A deadly fire this morning in downtown Las Vegas.
6 fatalities with this incident, 13 people injured, and approximately 30 to 35 people displaced.
That is Las Vegas Fire and Rescue spokesman Timothy Zmanski. He says the origin of the 3-story apartment complex blaze under investigation, but unofficially, it appears to be accidental. A new poll shows less than half of all Americans say President Trump should be removed from office following his impeachment last week.
Democrats may have been successful in impeaching Donald Trump, but there's little appetite nationwide for the president to be convicted in a Senate trial and removed from office. That's the finding of a Reuters Ipsos opinion poll. A slight majority of Americans believe the president abused his office and obstructed Congress. However, only 42% of respondents, mostly Democrats, say Congress should convict and remove the president. Greg Clugston, The White House.
British lawmakers yesterday gave preliminary approval to Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson's EU divorce bill in a decisive vote that broke years of political deadlock over Brexit. Check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Ashton Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
In the Middle East today... Workers pulled people from the rubble after airstrikes in a rebel-held town, killed 8 people, wounded more than a dozen others. Today's attack in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib, the last remaining rebel stronghold in the war-torn country, came amid a government offensive in the region. The latest casualties in the town of Sarakib came as government forces captured 2 new villages on the southern edge of Idlib. The province has been the center point of a government push under the cover of airstrikes, according to opposition activists and pro-government media. The offensive has already forced thousands of civilians to abandon their homes and to flee the area for their lives. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A man convicted of kidnapping a Wisconsin girl and killing her parents told police, and according to a transcript of an interview, after his arrest, he had never thought that Jamie Kloss would escape because she was too petrified, and that after holding her captive for 2 weeks, he believed that he'd get away with his crimes.
Jake Patterson said following his arrest in January, "I know that she was just terrified of me." The transcript of Patterson's interview with authorities was among hundreds of pages of investigative documents released Friday by the Wisconsin Department of Justice. The files include details about tips authorities received as they were searching for the girl, as well as evidence collected after her escape. Some of the files are redacted. Patrick Foss reporting.
Virginia Democrat Attorney General Mark Herring says resolutions passed by local governments declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries have no legal effect. He says localities cannot nullify state laws. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Popular Technology Radio, your source for the latest emerging tech and hot internet trends.
Welcome to this week's episode of Popular Technology Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and if you have been reading tech news and health news in the last 5 years or so, there's going to be some words that you'll see popping up. One of them is microbiome and all that crazy stuff going on with your gut, which has really taken, I've taken an interest in all that, so I'll probably be having some guests on in the near future about that. But then another one of the key words that comes up a lot is DNA, and it's everywhere. There's, you know, DNA gene editing and DNA testing and diets for your specific DNA, and you know, we're just kind of delving deeper and deeper into our own bodies to try to perfect whether it's, you know, what we're eating to go along with our body's chemistry or to find out about our family's history. There's so much going on in the world of DNA. And one of the companies that's at the forefront of this this keyword DNA is the company 23andMe. And if you can want to follow along with us, you can check out 23andme.com. That's the numerals 23 and then the words andme.com. And so joining me right now is Juliana Cintron. She's the Senior Product Specialist for 23andMe, and she's going to help us kind of pull apart what it means to use the services of 23andMe. Welcome to the show, Juliana.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for having me.
I'm really glad you guys are able to join me. And so essentially, you guys offer two services, right? You can do the slightly less expensive one, which it just tells you, like, your family history. And then there's one that tells you a lot more about your DNA, right?
Yeah, so we have two services. One is our ancestry-only service, and then we have the health and the ancestry service, so you can get both in one.
Okay, so when you get the health service, it comes with the ancestry part added on as well.
Correct.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So let's. I'm sure there's a lot more detail in the health part of it, so let's just kind of talk about the ancestry part first.
Sure.
how does it work? I mean, I guess I don't really have much of a stronger question than that. How does it work?
Okay, yeah. So you spit into a tube, you send it to our laboratory, and within 6 to 8 weeks, we provide you with online results. So the way that it works is we perform something called genotyping. So we're looking at very specific points in your genome that are known, to either cause disease or that we know have something to do with your ancestry. So we take a look at that, and then within the ancestry reports, we have a data set of over 10,000 people with known ancestry, and we compare you to that data set and assign you a percentage based on your genetic similarity to the 31 reference populations that we've created based on that data set. And so based on more data that we get in the future, the results are what we call a living analysis. So as we're able to update those reference populations, we'll be able to get more granularity in terms of the results that we provide to you.
That's great. So once you do this, it's not just a single set of information. As you guys learn more about the history of the human population and where they've originated and things like that, you'll continue to update that.
That's correct.
Yeah,
just as we're able to gather more data and more information.
Well, that's got to be a fun thing for your users to look forward to, is any new breakthroughs in the history of humanity. And so, essentially, it gives you kind of a breakdown of, like, percentages of, like, you have, 50% of your DNA is from this part of Africa and so on?
Yeah. So what we're doing is we're providing you with your maternal and paternal ancestry. We're analyzing autosomal DNA, which you inherit in equal parts from both your mother and your father, so approximately 50% from each. And then we're giving you the results that are mixed, so both the maternal and paternal, and then it breaks it down into the percentages of your genetic similarity. So, 10% British and Irish, or 5% French and German. The full list of our reference populations is available on our website. So if your listeners are interested, they can go to 23andMe.com. Under the service tab, they'll be able to see what those reference populations are.
Very cool. All right. Well, so that's just the tip of the iceberg, because as soon as you pay that extra little bit to get the health portion of it, you get so much more going along with the family history of it. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm talking with Juliana Cintron, Senior Product Specialist for 23andMe.com. We'll be right back. This is Popular Technology Radio.
This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price our employees get on the Dodge Durango. And with Durango's available 475 horsepower, Dodge is here to make every trip a memorable one. So hurry in to the Dodge Big Finish event today to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. Offers available on the purchase or lease of a 2020 Dodge Durango or a new 2019 Dodge vehicle, excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must agree to delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and I'm talking with Juliana Cintron, Senior Product Specialist at 23andMe.com. They are a DNA company. They can tell you where your family history comes from and so much more, and we're going to get into that so much more right now. Juliana, let's talk about what kind of data you get based on your health, and maybe what type of data may be coming down the line that you could expect once you've done that. Like, let's say you do this now, there's still going to be lots of future data coming along that your information will be added to and extracted from to find out more about diseases and things like that, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So we're the first and only direct-to-consumer genetic testing company that's approved by the FDA. And so as we get those reports authorized by the FDA, we'll be able to add more to the account. Right now we have two categories of health reports that fall under that. The first is our genetic health risk reports. Those are reports that can tell you about variants that may impact your risk of developing a condition. So things like late onset Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, which, you know, are definitely sensitive in nature, but we give customers the option of whether or not to opt into those reports if they want to see those results. And then our carrier status reports, those can identify if you're a carrier for a condition. And the reason that's important is because these are autosomal recessive conditions that you can pass on to your children. So you might not be affected by the disease, but if you have a partner that also carries a variant and you both pass on that variant, then the chance of you having a child that has that disease increases.
Wow.
And so that's important information to know. So those are things like cystic fibrosis, sickle cell anemia. And then we also have a category of reports called our wellness reports. And these can help you understand how your DNA may influence how you respond to certain lifestyle and environmental factors. So things like lactose intolerance, and then saturated fat and weight. Those are just a couple of examples of our reports.
Very interesting. Now, you mentioned lactose intolerance, and it makes me think of how there's a lot of talk lately about trying to, like, eat based on your blood type or maybe eat based on your DNA info. How much more info can you get based on your DNA to find out what type of food allergies you have, or is that a specific different type of test that you would have a different doctor run?
Yeah, so there are definitely tests that you can, have done through your doctor. But the cool thing about 23andMe is that we're trying to make this information readily available and easy to get. With just this test, as we're able to get more reports, hopefully we'll be able to add reports that can help you, make changes to your daily life, and that can improve, the quality of it. So customers, have used our reports to make lifestyle changes in terms of them being lactose intolerant, and something as simple as cutting out dairy from their diet can really have a huge impact, on daily life.
So I guess what's on my mind right now is I read a report recently that said there is mounting evidence that women who eat peanuts while they are breastfeeding can kind of help inoculate their children towards peanut allergies. And I'm wondering if that peanut allergy thing is something that you are maybe genetically predisposed to, or maybe you could inoculate yourself and not even know that you've done that for yourself. And so I'm just wondering if there are like allergies we have that we can get rid of or are going to be more predisposed to getting anyways, besides maybe lactose.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly possible. We don't currently have a report on something like peanut allergies. But, you know, what we do is we definitely gather customer feedback. So, you know, just like you just mentioned, we have a lot of customers writing in and asking whether there's a genetic link between a certain condition, you know, in DNA. And so what we do is we pass this information on to our research team, and hopefully – you know, with data that we get from customers, so by answering survey questions, that might be a topic that we explore in the future. But research is a huge component of our service, and by answering survey questions, you know, based on things like what you just mentioned, is how we're able to create these wellness reports once we establish a connection between, you know, a condition and a gene.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm talking with Juliana Cintron. She's a senior product specialist at 23andMe.com. If you want to find out more, check out 23andMe.com. 23andMe.com. This is Pop Tech Radio. We'll be right back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane of Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters talking with Juliana Cintron. She's Senior Product Specialist at 23andMe. And we're talking about DNA and all the amazing stuff that you can find from spitting in a tube and sending it off to 23andMe and letting them analyze it. And there's a lot of different directions we can go with this, because there's the DNA family history, where you can look at where your family is from And then there is the health aspect of it. Let's talk about real quick some of the more of the health aspects of it. What are some other examples of the way people are getting this information and then making lifestyle changes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, knowing you have a variant that puts you at a higher risk for developing a certain disease can make you, you know, more proactive with your health. So, for example, we have a report on age-related macular degeneration. If you find out you carry a variant for this disease, you know, it might prompt you to make more frequent visits to an eye doctor, which, you know, doesn't necessarily, there's no cure for this, but it can certainly delay onset for the disease. So that's just one lifestyle choice that you can make. Our saturated fat and weight report can tell you if you're more likely to weigh, you know, more on a diet that's high in saturated fat. And so you might want to make some changes there when it comes to your diet.
One other thing that I just recently learned about that you guys offer is what you call DNA relatives. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about that, because that's a whole new concept to me.
Yeah, of course. So that's a feature that we offer for our customers to opt into, where it locates other 23andMe members who share DNA with you. And so we've had customers who have found biological relatives, who have found, you know, cousins that they didn't know about. So it's a great tool for, you know, adoptees to find more information about their family. But really for anyone who's, you know, looking to find more information. I actually just found out yesterday that one of my best friends is my fourth cousin.
And wow.
We had no idea. This just happened. And so it just makes that, you know, connection that much more special.
Wow, that is really interesting. Or I imagine even there's people who have, like, you know, grandparents who passed away really early and they were never able to really tell them, you know, where their family came from or who else they're related to. And so that seems like a really fun way to find other family that you never knew you had.
Yeah, and you can establish a sharing connection with that individual. You can send them a message. And so it's just a great tool to connect, you know, with family.
And so now one other thing that I think is really cool about your company is that you have the benefit of this ginormous amount of data, because you have all these people sending you their DNA, and if they opt in, they can have their information anonymized where their name is not attached to it. They're just, it's just their DNA, and they can toss it in with the rest of everybody else's, and you can comb through it and look for new signs of Parkinson's and other diseases like that. Am I right?
Yeah. So a huge component of our service, you know, is research. And it's completely optional. You consent to it if you'd like when you're going through the registration process, and you can change this consent option at any time. But if you consent to research, then yes, we use aggregate, you know, de-identified, anonymized data you know, kind of leverage, you know, the research that we're doing, and then, you know, scientific discoveries. And so the way that this is done is through research questions that customers can, you know, participate in taking right from within their account. They can answer survey questions, and this helps our research team when they're, you know, coming up with new discoveries. And so it's a great way, you know, to contribute. It can impact future reports that we offer and, of course, further our understanding of different diseases.
Now, one thing I want to get out of the way for anybody who may be listening and has heard strange things going on about insurance. I mentioned to a coworker, I was like, hey, I'm getting 23andMe on, and they said, oh, I've heard that insurance companies can discriminate against you if you go through one of these services. And if that is something that you've heard, it's outdated information. Maybe years ago that was a worry of people, but the United States government has actually put that to rest and made a federal law stating that it is no longer possible for insurance companies to discriminate against you for going through one of these services and saying that you may be more predisposed to one disease or another, because while at the same time you are finding out you might be more likely to have a disease, you're also more likely to do something about it, right?
Of course. Yeah, and for those that are wondering, that's the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act, or GINA, is what it's known as, in short.
Perfect. That way people can, look it up and read for themselves if they like more information.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Juliana, I really appreciate you coming on the show. I can't wait to get my DNA results back and see where all my rest of my DNA family is.
Yeah, of course. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and yeah, please let me know what you find.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe even we're cousins. All right. Well, if you want to find out more about their services or even order their services, go to 23andme.com. That's numeral 23andme.com. I'm Jason Masters. This is Pop Tech Radio, and we'll be right back.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Merry Christmas from Reading Electric Utility, your community-owned electric utility. On behalf of all RU employees, we are wishing you a safe and happy holiday season. Please remember, holiday safety starts with you. Never overload an extension cord or electrical circuit. Make sure extension cords and lights are rated for outdoor use. And remember, never to expose electrical outlets or connections to rain. Reading Electric Utility has been honored to serve you in 2019 and wishes you and your family a prosperous new year.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
And one of my favorite things to come up in the last few years on the internet has been Airbnb. I go to Las Vegas every couple of months for different trade shows. I, visit family all over, and Airbnb has just been one of the most awesome advancements for my life, for my family's life. My younger brother just found a great little cottage to stay in Hawaii for like $80 a night. And it's just become this hugely popular website. But there's also been a lot of turmoil based around it, because sometimes hotels get jealous that people are able to rent out rooms in places where there's no hotel. Sometimes neighborhood associations, they put up a stink because they don't want people coming and going. And so it hasn't been the easiest road for Airbnb, but they continue to innovate in this space. I keep seeing they're adding all kinds of awesome new ways to book services and tours with the different homeowners or people that live in the area that you're going to. And one of the most recent partnerships that they've done is with this company called the Nitto Group, and that's N-I-I-D-O. They're calling it Nitto Powered by Airbnb. So joining me right now is the CEO of the Nitto Group, Harvey Hernandez. Welcome to the show, Harvey.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason. Happy to be here.
Now, your company is based in Miami, and tell us about what the Nitto Group is doing with Airbnb.
Yeah, so we're based in Miami, and Miami is a great place to be when we're talking about Airbnb, because it's a ton of Airbnb business, right, that happens here.
Right.
But it's a ton of, you know, sort of regulated and maybe not permitted Airbnb business, which actually gives us part of the inspiration so that we can create the concept that we had created. And what we've done is we had created a residential concept in partnership with Airbnb that allows tenants to basically monetize assets that they rent in our buildings. So with using the technology that we have created, as well as the services that we'll have in place.
Okay, so now I'm looking at your press release, and it looks like you guys are starting out this venture with one building that has 324 units, and it's essentially Airbnb-friendly. So do you want to maybe go into what that means more so than Airbnb is allowed? It looks like you guys are going to have an app and all kinds of different ways that Airbnb incorporates into your building.
Yeah, so what we've done is we have created a community, right, in our buildings, and a community that is all about using the sharing economy as a base for opportunity for our residents to make money whenever they need it or whenever they want to. Because the more that you think about here today, people have options when it comes to transportation or offices or a few other things that they can do and not necessarily, and that they can use and not necessarily own. But when it comes to your home, you always have to pay for that roof over your head, right, whether you're using it or not.
Right.
So we said, how about if we create an environment where our tenants will have the ability to monetize that asset that they're renting from us whenever they're not using it? And how about if we bring services and technology that allows that, right, while they are away from wherever they are? And then at the same time, we wanted it to do it with the best partner in the industry, which is Airbnb. Airbnb is the best platform for this.
Right. Now, if I don't think I've ever heard of a better incentive to go camping than to have your house be rented out for those exact days and basically be paid to go camping. Does that seem like a pretty good possible use case for this?
Well, let me tell you another one. I cannot think of a better incentive to go and visit your relatives.
Yeah.
Than to get paid, right?
Right. Go stay at the mother-in-law's house or anywhere else. Get paid to go on vacation.
While you're getting paid. Yeah.
Man.
So that's what we're thinking it will happen. We, in essence, will help to change somebody's life. You know, if you think about this, in average, in South Florida only, but this is kind of the same case in other markets, people are paying 50% of the household income towards housing. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So what we're thinking is, if we can help someone generate a little bit of income when they're not using their property, and they're using that income to go on that vacation that they wouldn't do it, wouldn't have to do it, or couldn't do it any other way, I think we're changing somebody's life.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's something that is great for us. So we'll have this Nido app that our tenants will have access to. And what this app allows them to do is, for example, they can provide access codes to access their property to third parties, and that access codes could be time sensitive, right? So it could be good only for the length of the stay for your guests. That way you know that if you rent it from today to Sunday, then that same code will not work beyond Sunday.
Right, and then if you're somebody who maybe splits their time between Florida and New York or something like that, you don't have to go down each time and manually reprogram that door code to let your new guests in.
Exactly. And in addition to that, let's say that you commune, right? Let's say that you have a place in New York and a place in Florida. You can, in essence, make money while you are in New York, right, using our app and our services that are all in embedded in the app while you are away.
Right.
So little things like, for example, you can manage your calendar, you can manage your service request for cleaning, whether it's pre-arrival cleaning or post-occupancy cleaning, little things like that. Let's say that you would like us to go and give access to Amazon for your groceries or whatever, we can do that. So little things like that, that it will make your life so much easier.
Now, so we're running out of time, but before we go, do you want to let people know when they can start applying to rent in this new apartment building or any other ways people want to get a hold of you?
Sure. So we will be opening first quarter 2018 in the Orlando Celebration area. They can go to leavenido.com, and if they can sign into our newsletter, and we'll let you know when we're ready to open their cities.
Well, this is awesome, and I wish you guys the best. Harvey Hernandez is the CEO of the Nido Group. Check out livenido.com, LiveNiido.com. This is Pop Tech Radio, and we will be right back.
This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price our employees get on the Dodge Durango. And with Durango's available 475 horsepower, Dodge is here to make every trip a memorable one. So hurry in to the Dodge Big Finish event today to take advantage of Employee Pricing Plus. Offers available in the purchase or lease of a 2020 Dodge Durango or a new 2019 Dodge vehicle, excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must agree to delivery by 1-2-20. See dealer for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
The holidays. Time for hot cocoa, mistletoe, and spreading joy. A different kind of joy. The joy of pushing your limits on snowy mornings.
You feel that, Peloton? That's greatness.
The joy of getting the right motivation when you think you can't go any further.
Don't back down now.
The joy of giving it all you've got.
until tomorrow, because our kind of joy will keep you coming back for more.
Peloton, way to work. Great job, everybody.
This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sport, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Welcome back to Pop Tech Radio. I'm Jason Masters, and I'm joined by my co-host Mike Etchart now. How's it going, Mike?
Jason, I'm well, but I'll be honest, Jason, I'm a little jealous that you got to go on vacation, and I did not.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I only go on vacation every 5 years or so, and we went on a family vacation, me and my parents and my wife and my siblings and my sister's husband. And, yeah, it was a big family trip, but it was a lot of fun, and I brought all kinds of tech gadgets with me to play around with while I was there.
So what is your backpack look like when you're going to, in this case, Hawaii?
Well, let's see. I brought my iPhone 7 Plus, which is waterproof, but as I'll discuss in momentarily, not quite waterproof enough for my liking. So,
well, it's who really wants to test that valve that much?
Exactly. And actually, my brother warned me. He's like, you know, it's waterproof, but I had a tiny crack in my camera screen, and I brought it into the pool with me, and it died.
Ooh.
So that waterproof rating is only for if it is in pristine condition.
Yeah, right.
But I also, just in case, I brought my GoPro Hero 4 Silver.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting the Silver Edition because, oddly enough, it's one of those situations where the Silver is slightly cheaper than the Black Edition. But the Silver comes with a touchscreen on the back of it that you can view, you know, what you're looking at through the camera. Or the Black Edition doesn't come with a screen and you have to buy a different one to add on to it. So...
Wow.
And then I brought a Ricoh, R-I-C-O-H, Ricoh 360 camera, which was, it was a lot of fun, but I think the 360 cameras, they're a lot more fun when it's a video camera, because then you can kind of go do something and attach it to the back of your kayak or whatever, and then later on go kind of looking around in that 360 image, but... The 360 photo, I mean, you can kind of take like a cool screenshot out of it, but there's just not a lot of ways to look at those photos.
Yeah, and it seems to be the interest in that has kind of died down as of late. Or is that just me?
Well, like I said, the 3D video is still up and coming, but 3D photos, I think really there's not a lot of reason for people to sink the money into making or buying a 360 photo camera when they could just get a 360 video camera and then grab stills off of it.
Yeah. So that's... And no music?
I did bring my Fugu speakers.
Oh, okay.
Which are just my absolute favorite. I've got the little Fugu Style S tweed-covered waterproof speakers that I take everywhere with me, and they're just the best.
That's nice. And you've had those for a while, haven't you?
I have. I had a bigger Fugu, the Fugu XL, but then they sent me the little, the smaller versions that you can, pair together in stereo.
Right. Oh yeah, that's nice.
And it's so fun to just have these little tiny speakers that are like the size of maybe like a little banana bread or something.
Yeah. And they're not that expensive. They're what, $139 or $140, $150, somewhere around there for the S. And then the XL is a couple, a little bit more. Then they make the little Style, which is under $100. Yeah, they're very popular.
Yeah, and they, I mean, they're great because you can take two little speakers and then put them on either end of the room. And, you know, we had like a big, large, open living room that was connected to a kitchen. And it just filled that whole space up perfectly.
And there's something to be said for bringing your music. I mean, it just really personalizes. It's an easy personalization of what can be a very sterile room when you're traveling, you know. It for me, it kind of just makes you feel at home right away.
Yeah, and there's nothing more sad than trying to entertain, like, eight people with music just from your iPhone. You know, and do you have, like, balanced in a cup to try to amplify it?
Yeah. But I'm a big fan of those kind of portable speakers like that. So, and I had forgotten that Fugus are waterproof. That's pretty slick.
Yeah, and so the iPhone is waterproof, but they still have a charging port. And what I've found is that most things that say waterproof are not really intended to go to salt water.
No.
Or sand.
Yeah, those are brutal for electronic devices.
Yeah, so I did ruin a cable. There was a little speck of sand that got in my charge port, and I plugged it in, and it must have scratched the connecting points or something like that, because the cable just totally doesn't work anymore. So the fact that it was waterproof, I mean, the phone is still fine. I did not take it in the ocean. But what I'm finding is that I read this in an article a couple of years ago, and it has really just stuck with me, that they were reviewing, I think, on CNET, all of these waterproof phone cases. And then at the end, they said, but in the end, none of these are really that much better than just buying one of those waterproof bags to put your phone in.
Yeah.
Because you can just put your phone in it, wrap it around your neck, and then you can't lose the phone. And then if you get new phones later on, you don't have to upgrade the case with it because it won't fit anymore. You just stick it in the bag.
There you go. Stay in the bag. All right. Hey, on that note, Jason, we need to take a quick break.
All right, let's take a break. This is Pop Tech Radio. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
And we are back. Welcome, everyone. It is Popular Technology Radio. Mike Etchart and Jason Masters. Jason, I sent you an article last night of things to talk about. How about this sort of anti-Amazon alliance that appears to be kind of forming, headed by Google?
Yeah, I mean, I was out of town for like more than a week, and I missed this one. But it totally makes sense, the fact that these giant companies are forming together into one, Megatron anti-Amazon alliance.
Right, exactly. So this was from Recode.net, and on Thursday, Target and Google announced they are expanding what was a years-old delivery partnership from a small experiment into a handful of cities to the entire continental U.S. It's going to allow Target to become a retail partner in Google's voice shopping initiative, which lets owners of the Google Home smart speaker order items through voice commands, just like on the Echo from Amazon. And I don't know how I missed this one, but apparently about 2 months ago, Walmart inked a similar deal with Google for their services. So, and then apparently Home Depot was also on board. So you've got, it kind of makes
those are some big names.
Some big names, and it's going to take big names though. How do you topple or how do you compete with Amazon? I guess that's how you do it, with just teamwork and some of those big players jumping in. So, and it's interesting that it's the voice shopping thing that's gotten everybody kind of
teaming up.
Yeah, you would think this would have happened a couple of years ago because it was clearly more than that. It was several years ago, but the voice thing seems to be kind of the thing that has really sparked this initiative to happen.
Yeah.
So
Mike, I have to ask you, have you ordered anything by voice?
No.
Have you? No.
I don't like
looking at my shopping list.
I do too. Yeah, but is that a generational thing? That's the question.
Maybe, but we're in different generations too, though.
No, absolutely. But is it something that the generation coming up behind you is going to be doing?
Yeah, I can't tell because they've obviously seen enough traction in this to go, okay, people are biting, but I can't. The only people I've seen who are really excited about the Echo are people in like the 40 plus range who just think it's like nifty.
Yeah, right. Well, there's something else that was mentioned in that, and it said, so here's some of the verbiage from the press release. Target and Google teams are working on building experiences that digitally replicate the joy of shopping a Target store to discover stylish and affordable products. This from Target's digital chief, a guy named Mike McNamara. So Recode is pointing out that maybe augmented reality will be one of the areas where this is going to where these guys will work together.
Yeah, and this does make a lot more sense to me than the speech. I mean, I think maybe the speech is just kind of the foot in the door, but
yes.
But the augmented reality and virtual reality it's coming. It's so close. I mean, Facebook bought Oculus Rift for $2 billion 3 years ago. And now they are coming out with the Oculus Go, which if you don't know about Oculus Rift that much, the Oculus Rift is a virtual reality headset, but you still have to have it tethered to a really powerful computer. And the Oculus Go is now only $199, and it is a standalone headset. So I think a lot of people are going to be getting these for Christmases and birthdays.
Absolutely. So apparently there was some sort of an event in Europe, Shop Talk Europe conference, and Google's director of augmented reality, Greg Jones, was talking to retailers in the audience about working together and kind of talked about why Google and retailers' interests are aligned. And he talked, of course, about the Amazon threat. And he also admitted that the e-commerce giant is also a threat to Google, since people are going to Amazon first when it comes to product search. So they don't want that happening at all.
Yeah.
So, and they also mentioned apparently Google's already worked with Lowe's to use augmented reality technology, which I did not know either. And when we were talking about, and I think maybe even Pottery Barn had jumped in with Google at some point. So, it's all coming, and maybe this is kind of how the brick and mortars survive in the long run in a Google infested retail space. IR and AR that's going to happen,
Well, there is no Target in my town, but I can tell you right now that if I had a VR headset and you could walk around a Target inside of it, that would be the first reason my wife borrowed my VR headset.
Exactly.
The further we go into the future, the more real estate is going to continue to skyrocket. So for these brick-and-mortar places that have huge footprints, the digital world, real estate is going to continue to be a lot cheaper option for them. So I think this is going to be the direction we keep seeing them going for quite some time. All right, well, you're listening to Pop Tech Radio. If you want to find more, go to poptechradio.com. We'll be back.
Signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop by South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family.